A small plane on the ground waiting to take off and a larger one in the air laden with passengers trying to land in difficult weather conditions, and suddenly the two collide.
Emergency location, 155 Verse Street, please leave the airport, cross streets of Girard Avenue.
It may be just a drill, but the situation is played for real, with mass casualties, vehicles engulfed by smoke and fire, and the coordination of emergency services from around the area. Fresh in the minds of the participants in the drill was an accident in August 2013 when a small plane crashed while attempting to land at the airport, smashing into two houses, killing both the pilot of the plane and his son, as well as two children in one of the houses. Tim Larson is executive director of Tweed Airport. He says disaster drills like this are critical so first responders can get to know what it takes to do their job when there's an emergency.
Get an understanding of what goes on at the airport, the layout of the airport, how to access it, where in fact hydrants are on the airport, how to access it through the fence, critical information.
Because the airport is located in both New Haven and East Haven, fire departments share responsibility and work together under what is called a unified command during major emergencies.
We have training exercises, we share information, and again, you can see how well this is going on.
That's New Haven's Fire Chief Alan Wright observing his team during the drill. And technology is playing an ever-increasing role in emergency situations. A new software system created in New Haven called VOC helps those on the ground and in command see, in real time, accidents as they unfold using photos and messaging to computers and phone apps. And real-time streaming video using Google Glass is being tested at the drill too. Medics wearing the devices send video to doctors at hospitals to diagnose remotely victims' injuries and prepare ERs for mass casualty arrivals. Brian Scott-Smith, WSHU News.